Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Callaway moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Young scores. Thomas moves to third. Dyke moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batts moves to second. Billy Hecht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hecht strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Bats scores. Lapon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. DeMaestri moves to third. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hecht fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up towards the mound. Byrne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Batts reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Lapon moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Bats scores. Lapon moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to third. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 2 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Sushok reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Batts hits a fly ball towards center. Rivera settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rivera. Sushok scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batts moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5. And the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Byrne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Sushok hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Wirtz moves to third. Sushok moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 4 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 5, Browns, 5. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Dyke moves to second. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Batts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Young takes first base on ball 4. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Bats fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. 1 out. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Jim Del Singh. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to home to get Young. Michaels moves to third. Niemann moves to second. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Schmies now playing center field. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 5 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sushok hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Batts hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lepon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to third. Trout moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Trout scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 7 to 5, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 6 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to home to get Pretty. Callaway moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Sushok hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Kell moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 8 to 5, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Leo Thomas. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.